Where will you find a swarm of wasps?
Why, they're everywhere. From Bar Harbor to Burlingame, from Key West Kittery.
Mrs. Falk Feely. No, she's not giving us a botany lesson, but a guide to the manners, morals, and mores of the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Wasp, says Mrs. Feely, a San Francisco native who now lives in Connecticut, tend to be very good athletes, but not very good students.
They're more apt to show up at perhaps the University of Vermont playing for the soccer team than at Dartmouth going for the dean's list.
Mrs. Feely says wasps are very clubby. Their citadels are men's clubs where you'll find them playing squash and racquetball. As for sex,
they're not terribly venturesome. They never quite knew where the recruiting office for the sexual revolution was.
But wasps have been known to fool around.
They try and do this in such a way as not to disrupt the orderly tick-tock, tick-tock tenor of their lives.
Mrs. Feely says wasps are still suspicious of television. Usually a wasp family will have a single set controlled by the parents.
Mummy sometimes watches MASH because she's crazy about Charles Emerson Winchester. Father used to watch Hill Street Blues because he was crazy about the lady lawyer, and then he stopped watching when she married the police captain.
And wasps do other things while watching television. Mummy does needlepoint, father ties flies. Wasps do like their booze, but
they do believe that if you're going to drink, for heaven's sake, do it, and don't have something that tastes like an ice cream soda. So they drink scotch, for instance, in preference to pina coladas.
How to become a wasp? Mrs. Feely says don't dress fashionably. Wear your old button-down shirts, striped tie, and blue blazer from Brooks Brothers. And above all,
the first thing you would have to give up, assuming that you use it at all, is chewing gum.
Mrs. Falk Feely, author of a tongue-in-cheek guide to the upper classes called A Swarm of Wasps. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.